in the scriptures about Thanksgiving. If the children want to leave, they may sneak out. Don't harm the teachers. They want to celebrate Thanksgiving too. All right. The teachers will have a lot to give thanks for if they survive the next 40 minutes. The scripture says a lot about Thanksgiving. Throughout the Psalms, David, Asaph, many of them were giving thanks. Solomon was constantly giving thanks. And so about midway through the message this morning, I'm going to stop and give you folks a chance to share what you are thankful for. Not testimonies, okay, but the things that you might be thankful for. And share that as a blessing with each of us. And we can rejoice with each other as we share what we're thankful for. And I'll let you know when it's time to do that. Psalm 104 says this. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Father, we want to give thanks to you. We do want to bless your name. And Father, you have given us a great deal to be thankful for. As we meet together this morning, as we look into your word and see what the Holy Spirit led men to write under his inspiration about Thanksgiving, may our hearts rejoice, and may we give you thanks, the thanks that is due you. Thank you for each one you've brought out this morning. May this be not just a normal day, but that may this be a day of thanksgiving to thee. And Father, we will praise you for all that your Holy Spirit does today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I love sincere prayer when I can get alone with God, and some of you may have a prayer closet or a place where you like to go to pray and be alone with God. And that can be a very special time. It's a time when you and I can open our hearts to God, and there's nobody around to hear our prayers, nobody around to hear the words we use. And sometimes when we're praying out loud in public or amongst other believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, we become cognizant of what we're saying and what our words might sound like. But when you and I can get alone with God, and it's just you and God, that's a very special time of prayer. And it can be a very sweet time. I know there have been times when I have been up on a mountaintop, literally, at Horse Pasture, South Carolina, and maybe up around 3,600 feet, and the sun is starting to come up, and I look out from that mountain, and I can see lakes, Kiwi and Jocassee, and see the sun reflecting off the mountains, and it's beautiful, and it's a beautiful time to be with God. And we can do the same thing in our prayer closet. Each one of us can have a time. And at times like that, our hearts, I trust your heart, just rejoices to be in the presence of God, your Father. When you can tell him, thank you, Father, for where I'm at right now and what you're doing in my life. You know, we don't have to be concerned with it. Just seven psalms after the 100th psalm is another one that says something that I've given a lot of thought to and I want to share with you this morning is Psalm 107, verses 21 and 22. If you would, turn there, please. Psalm 107, verses 21 and 22, because there are some words in that psalm that we want to look at and think about this morning, since we are thinking about Thanksgiving. Psalm 107, verses 21 and 22. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. And I'd say amen to that. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. I'm mainly interested in verse 22 of this. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. You know, that's a strange combination of words. Sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Is thanksgiving a sacrifice? Is the giving of thanks a sacrifice to us? If we're going to talk about the sacrifice of thanksgiving, we are living under grace. God is pouring into all of our lives his unmerited love, his undeserved favor. And if we talk about the sacrifice of thanksgiving, there was such a thing. It's an Old Testament term. And the Lord gave the Jews, his people, his chosen people, he gave them the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And so I would like us to look at that a little bit this morning and see if there's something that we can learn from this about giving the sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord. Leviticus 7, 12 through 15 is where we find it. And let me just read that. That's Leviticus 7, verses 12 through 15. For if he offer it for a thanksgiving, he's talking about a sacrifice, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil and unleavened wafers anointed with oil and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Now, in the Old Testament, leaven was a symbol for sin. And so when they observed the Passover, all the leaven had to be removed from the whole house. There couldn't be a little crumb of it anywhere. And as we look at this, the beginning of this, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, it is to be made with unleavened cakes of fine oil. In other words, when we give thanks to God, there should be no sin involved in our life. We should be approaching God in holiness, without sin, to give him the praise and the sacrifice of thanksgiving. But God is a very practical God. Now, a lot of people think God is unreasonable because they don't know him. My wife probably thought I was unreasonable before she got to know me. Now she knows it. Okay. But God is a very practical God. And so this wasn't all of the Thanksgiving sacrifice. This was just a portion of it to be done with unleavened cakes, indicating sinlessness. But as we go on, looking at this in verse 13 of Leviticus 7, it says, besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. So now, a reasonable, righteous God says, I want you to give thanks for your life as it is. Because all of us, at one time or another, are going to have sin in our life. And he says, you can give thanks too when you're in that condition. So there are two conditions that God tells us we're to give thanks in. One is when we're in holiness, in righteousness, without sin. And the other is when we're going about the normal business of life. There is something in that for all of us to learn, and that is whether we are living a righteous life or maybe we're living not so righteous a life, we are constantly supposed to be offering thanksgiving. If we're giving thanks, we're not going to be offending God. Now, let me define what a sacrifice is, because this is important, because we're offering the sacrifice of thanksgiving. So let me explain something that might, I hope, be of particular value to all of us. In this particular case, we're giving of our gratitude and our time to our Heavenly Father as we are giving thanks. It's an offering supposedly from our lips as well as from our hearts. All of our life, every part of it, is supposed to be involved in thanksgiving. Now, when we give from a clean heart under the leading of the Holy Spirit, That means that we need to confess our sin to God before we go to him in thanksgiving. We make sure that everything is right. And we do this because thanksgiving is a form of prayer to God. I've heard people say, well, I don't know how to pray. If you know how to give thanks, you know how to pray. Because that's what it is. And we're to do this because thanksgiving is a form of prayer to God. And we're told in Psalm 66, 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So can you imagine not hearing our thanksgiving to God because our heart is contaminated with sin? Now, there's going to be thanksgiving given all over this nation in a few weeks. And as people go to the Lord in thanksgiving, there are a lot of them who do not know him. A lot of them have never known the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And so when they go to God thinking that they're giving him thanks, he is not going to hear them because of the sin in their heart and the unrepentance that's there too. Now, we're beginning to approach the meaning of the sacrifice of thanksgiving. So let's see if we can look at a few more scripture passages that will show us what real thanksgiving is and that we can determine the magnitude of what we should give to the Lord. Psalm 136, verses 1 through 3, tell us this. Psalm 136, 1 through 3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. You and I sit here this morning because of the mercy of God. If it had not been for his mercy, we would not be here. Every one of us can probably think back to a place or a time when our life should have come to an end because we did something stupid. Now, you probably don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. We've all done things that could have taken our life or cost us our life. And God in his mercy, every part of this 136 psalm is his mercy endureth forever. And so he has shown you and I mercy, and that's something we can be thankful for this morning. We can be thankful for the mercy of God. Verse 1, we see the use of the name Lord, which is Jehovah, the creator of all things. And then in verse 2, we see that he is the God of gods. There are no other gods like him. There are other gods, but they're all small g's. They're not the God that we're here to worship this morning, the God we're here to give thanks to. And then in verse 3, we see him as Lord of Lords, as the Master of Masters. He is to be our Master, and I hope he is. I hope he's everyone's Master here this morning. And then it says, "Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven." Verse 26, further on down in the psalm, we looked at 1 through 3. Verse 26 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven." And so, folks, that's where we are all attempting to get to, I hope. Anybody here trying to get to hell? Okay. Duh. Every one of us here this morning plan on going to heaven. We are here because we are attempting to get there. We're not rushing. None of us want to get there, you know, this afternoon or before the meal. At least we can wait till after the meal. But every one of us are trying to get to heaven. And God is the God of heaven. Wouldn't it be great going to his presence with thanksgiving? Giving him thanks for everything he's done for us. Now, we know that Jesus provided many examples of being thankful. And these examples were provided to us so that we too would be thankful, that we would know that's the appropriate thing to do. There's a verse that I love and I share it with you many times a year. That's 1 Corinthians 14:40. I hope you're getting that memorized by now. Let all things be done decently and in order, appropriately and on time. And thanksgiving is one of those things. It's always appropriate to give God thanks. It's always appropriate to give people thanks. How would you feel if you saw some old guy broken down alongside the road with a flat tire, and you can see him, like maybe somebody like me, okay, out there trying to get that lug wrench. Somebody at, you know, Gerald's tightened up the lugs on those tires so that they wouldn't come off. And you ever try and get those things loose? I've had to stand on the wrench sometimes. They go squeak and finally loosen up. But you see some old guy out there, you know, and he hasn't been eating as well as me, and he can't stand on that wrench, make it work. So he's out there, and you stop and help him. Say, I'll help you change that tire. And you get it all changed, and he doesn't say a word to you. He just goes back, gets in his car, and drives away. How do you feel? No thanks. No gratitude. And you're going to be late for lunch. How does God feel when he does things for us and we don't love him enough? We're not grateful enough to say, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. I'm so glad you did that for me." And he provides for us. If he didn't provide, we wouldn't have taken up an offering, because that was a part of our worshiping him, is giving back to him. So Jesus gave us a lot of examples as to how to give thanks. Now, I want you to think about something. You've probably not thought about it this way, but I want you to think about a particular time in Jesus' life when he gave thanks. And that time is, you find it in Luke chapter 22. If you would turn there, Luke chapter 22. This is the time when Jesus was sitting down with his disciples. He was at the what we call the Last Supper, because it was his Last Supper. Excuse me. And after the supper was over, he had given thanks before the supper. In other words, he had asked the blessing on the meal. He had said grace. After the meal is over, Luke chapter 22, beginning at verse 17, it says, "And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come.'" Then verse 19, "And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" Let's think about this. Jesus asked the blessing at the beginning of the meal. What's he doing here? Are we supposed to ask the blessing for each course or each item in the meal? No, we're not. When we thank God, God knows we're thankful. Jesus was doing something else here that I don't know if you've thought about it. Jesus at this point was thanking God for the privilege of letting men nail him to the cross and bleeding. He was thanking God for the privilege of dying. Did you ever think about that way? He'd already asked a blessing on the food. So he had to be thanking God for something here different. And he used the example of the fruit of the juice of the grape. And he was thanking God for the privilege of bleeding out on that cross for you, for me. But he didn't end it there, because that wasn't going to be enough. That would cover our sin. But in order to completely pay for it, he needed to have his body broken. And so when he took the bread and gave thanks and break it, that was symbolic of the breaking of his own body. And again, he thanked God for the privilege of letting him do that. Now, there was a time after this where he went to the garden and prayed, and it says he sweat his great drops of blood in his prayer, asking what? "God, if this cup could pass from me, it'd be so good. But God, not my will, thy will be done." And that needs to be the prayer of every one of us in this building this morning. Is we need to pray for the will of God, not our own will, the will of God touching our hearts and our lives. Jesus was not saying grace before he passed out the wine. He was not saying grace before he passed out the bread. He was thanking God for the privilege of the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Because you see, a sacrifice, I didn't take the time to define the sacrifice. But what is a sacrifice? If you make a sacrifice, what does that involve in your life? Well, a sacrifice is giving something that you would like to keep to someone else. And it's usually done in love. If you have something you are very fond of in somebody, you know, in the Oriental culture, if somebody says, "Oh, I like that," you're supposed to give it to them. Yeah, that's the way it works. "Oh, I like your tie." Okay. That doesn't apply to wives or husbands, okay? But a sacrifice is giving something that you do not want to give to someone else. And we are to offer our lives to God as a sacrifice for what Jesus did for us. And we are to do it with thanksgiving. It's a privilege for us to be able. He's the God of the universe. He has all power. He doesn't need anything that we have. And there are some things that we have we'd sort of like to hang on to. But we offer those things to him for his use, for his purpose, for his will. And at the time we are offering them, we give him thanks for the privilege of being able to do that. What have you got to be thankful for? I'm ready to hear what you're thankful for. What are you thankful for this morning? Nobody thankful? Yes, Tim. Who else? Who else is thankful this morning? Yes, go ahead, Becky.
I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for my God Almighty, who I talk to every day and helps me through each and every day. And I'm thankful for you, Pastor and Connie, for I've learned so much through both of you about the Lord, and I've grown so much in him, but I have so much more to learn. And I'm just thankful for this church and this church family that I love with all of my heart and soul.
Amen. Who else?
I'd like to say that I'm thankful to the Lord for all he has done for me, and ditto what Becky has to say. And just knowing that he's in control and just wants what's best for us.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for everyone's prayers.
Amen. Who else says something they're thankful for? Yes. Melissa. Amen. Someone else. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes.
I'm thankful to God that he saved me. I'm thankful to be a Christian. I'm thankful
Okay. Amen. Anyone else? Yes. Anyone else? Last chance. I'm thankful for our church family and for the way that the church family cares for one another and for the way that the church family loves one another. And very grateful that the Lord has let Connie and I be a part of this family because it's been awfully good. Now, the scripture has quite a bit more to say about thankfulness and giving thanks. And I'd like us to look at just a few more passages. I'm not going to say much about them, but I want to share a few more passages about thanksgiving with you this morning as we come to a close. Ephesians 5, 17 through 21, which is somewhat of a long passage, but I want to share that with you. Ephesians 5, 17 through 21. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. And I'm so glad that this church does that. In Colossians 3:17, it tells us, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So this verse is very similar to 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. So thanksgiving is involved in almost everything. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let me read that one more time. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Everything. When you drop that block on your toe, give thanks. Hebrews 13:14 says, For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So you see, this time of year is very appropriate. This time of every day is appropriate. Our consideration of thanksgiving would not be complete without one more verse. One of the verses my wife loves. Be careful, it's Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. This is a unique command to all of us. Tona has put up a bulletin board in front of the coffee pot where we get our coffee every Sunday morning. It has a place, and there are some Post-it notes normally there. The table's not there right now because we're having dinner today, but it will be put back there after the dinner is over. And it's got stick pin, it's got pins, so that you can write on a post-it note what you are thankful for, especially. And Connie and I are getting ready to go on vacation tomorrow morning, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. But it would thrill my heart if that bulletin board were full of thanksgivings from our people to our Heavenly Father, who loves us and gives us much more than we deserve. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us time together here this morning around your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit guiding the men who wrote your word concerning Thanksgiving. And Father, as we come to the close of this service, may we thank you for the time you have given us, for the working of your Holy Spirit. And Father, may we continually give the sacrifice of thanksgiving to you from our lives, which you guide, which you provide for, and which you sustain. Thank you, Father, for your sustaining power in our lives, for the Holy Spirit to guide us. And Father, we pray that you will bless our fellowship together. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.